Hello.
My name is John. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Well, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, thank you very much. So, well, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. The Senate between Congressman Colin Arrell and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'm going to do both.
Both. Okay. So, but ask me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organization. Harold Dutton is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat.
Someone favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable. I'm still checking.
Okay.
I'm still undecided.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Houston Independent School District, the HISD, very favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Someone favorable. Someone unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. And Danny Norris, that's very favorable, someone favorite, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I never heard of him.
Thank you. Clint Dan Horn, very favorable, someone favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you very much. And Joyce Chapman? That's very, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And Shayla Jackson Lee, that's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, the next question will be, and thank you very much, I appreciate your time. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? If you support a state takeover? Okay. Thank you. And in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for it if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
The Hatter dude.
Yeah, yes, I can repeat the names. That's Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And but here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive or somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Dutton vote to create a more affordable house in Houston. Very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat positive.
And but he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. That's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
And Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. That's very positive, somewhat positive, or somewhat negative, very negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. And Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower income Texans pay for by free federal government Medicaid money. That's very positive. Some went positive. Some
very
went
positive.
Or very. Okay, now he votes for a cut in property taxes that gives the big percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. That's very positive. Some went positive. And some
very
went negative
positive.
Or better. Okay. And Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. That's very positive. Some went positive. Some went negative or very negative.
Very negative.
Okay, and the last one would be Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. That's very positive. Someone positive.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you very much. We almost finished, but this answer, I appreciate all your time. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for the upcoming Democratic primary for State House? If you had to choose today, for Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Denny Norris?
Harold.
Okay, thank you. And to be specific, just, but I need to know about your age. May I know?
I'm 44.
Thank you very much. And do you own or rent your current place or residence?
I own.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or Black?
I'm mixed, but yeah, African American.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children currently in the local public school?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public school?
No.
Okay, but with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much. I appreciate your participation and your time. I hope that you have a good rest of the day.
No, you do. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.